My dear graduates, it is my honor to have taught you, to be your pastor, to be able to offer you these words today, and then to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass for you as a class, praying for many blessings upon you in your years to come, and also thanking God for the graces that have been given to you in the course of your school career here at St. Michael's Academy. I was thinking a little bit earlier, this could be thought of as my last class that I'm going to teach you. But I promise you, no homework and no test from anything I say today. I wanted to share with you three Greek words in my address before Mass today. So, again, sounds a little bit like a class, maybe a little bit of philosophy, and certainly theology. And as I was thinking about these three Greek words, they seem to relate very clearly to three virtues that we need to get to heaven. The first Greek word that I want to share with you is logos, which means word. And it also signifies wisdom and also logic. Do we not get logic from logos? And logos is the things we know that we need to do. We know them. Of course, the struggle isn't automatically taken away just because we know. St. Paul talked about the law of his body fighting the law of his mind. The logos of the body didn't want to follow the logos of the mind. And yet, my dear young people, without the logos, we cannot reach our end. It seems to me to relate very much to the virtue of faith, whereby we say, I believe. And that's a hard thing to say sometimes. It's not easy to believe. And when we believe, we acknowledge there are difficult teachings. It reminds me of something that Chesterton wrote. He said, Christianity has not been tried and found wanting. It's been found hard and not tried. Logos. The law. But just like we need traffic laws to make sure we can get safely to our destination, we need God's Ten Commandments. We need the teachings of the church. They are our logos. They are our faith. And they show us the way. Keep following it. At times, we will all be tempted to not follow the logos, the word, because it's hard. But let me remind you, my dear young people, it's always right. And by following it, you're going to grow. You're going to keep growing and blossoming into what God wants you to be. The second Greek word I wanted to share with you is ethos. It's the Greek word for character. We get the word ethics from that. And it also seems to convey the way people should live. Sometimes people live as they should, sometimes they don't. But ethos means character. And with your parents' training and your teachers' training through all these years, we've been trying to build up that ethos in your life. Your code of conduct. The personal way that you live. And although it may seem to be a stretch, I relate that to the virtue of hope. St. Paul tells us many times, he uses that word hope many times, as he does also faith, and as he also does love. And he tells us to live with hope. There are going to be times when we don't know how things are going to work out in life. We'll feel like a loss of hope is going on. We don't feel it's going to work out. But let's live our lives in the joyous hope that St. Paul taught us to live. May the God of all comfort is one of his phrases. He says, hope that is seen is not hope. So there are times we have to feel like we don't have that hope, but nevertheless, we live always with hope. He talked about Abraham hoping against hope. What was Abraham commanded to do? Sacrifice your son Isaac. And at the same time, he knew that through Isaac, his posterity would have to be passed on. So Abraham had no idea how this was going to work out. But even Abraham learned to live that life of hope, and he put it all on God. He was willing to do what God told him, and God said, I am pleased with your hope. I'm pleased with your obedience. So logos, ethos, and my third Greek word for you today is pathos. That's where we get the word pathetic from. But that's the pejorative meaning, the pejorative derivative. I'm not talking about that. Pathos, what I'm talking about is what we feel inside. And it also means the hard times that we suffer in life. Pathos reminds me of love. As I think of the meaning of that Greek word, and there's that third virtue, the greatest of all, as St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity. It is the one virtue that will last forever. Faith and hope will disappear. What does pathos mean? How does it relate to love? Well, pathos means that we try to also feel our holy Catholic faith. Not just believe it in logos, not just try to live it in ethos, but try to feel it as pathos in our daily life. And you are about to pronounce some very significant words. You're in effect going to be renewing your baptismal promises, your dedication to Jesus Christ, and you are going to say an act of consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. My dear graduates, that is infinite divine pathos. He didn't want to just love you and love all of us with a divine perfect love, infinitely perfect love. He wanted to love us in his heart. He wanted you to try to feel the beauty of your Catholic faith. And therefore, he gives you his heart. And he allowed that heart to be pierced on Calvary so that the last few drops of blood could come out to say to each one of you graduates of 2013 and to all of us, I have loved you, not just as God, which would be obviously sufficient, but I have loved you as man. And I have endured pathos, the greatest pathos possible. And remember this, my dear graduates, that suffering is part of love. And that's what the Sacred Heart teaches us. You know, he went not only through physical pain, but emotional pain. And, you know, we're all going to go through that in life. Can't escape it. And we wish it weren't there, but what we need to remember is that love always grows through pathos. As C.S. Lewis said, God reaches us through pain. He calls it God's megaphone. And as I look upon you today, as your parents look upon you, your teachers, with great love, encouragement, admiration, we also know that there will be hard times. But we know we have great reason to believe that all of you who have tried to practice your faith and did the best in your studies and just tried to be the best human being you can be, we know that with God's help with prayer, you will keep growing through that all. So these are my thoughts with you today. I pray for an ever greater logos for you, that you may keep growing in wisdom and knowledge. You have so much that lies ahead of you in college, in the university of life, in your vocation. You will grow in that. My prayer is that you will keep benefiting and being inspired by that wisdom and knowledge that you acquire. I pray for you and your ethos, that you will continue to be the best Catholic that you can be. And I pray for you in your pathos, that you will grow in your love of God and your love of one another. That you will grow in your love, of course, with our Blessed Mother. She's our queen. She's our mother. We look to her in so many different special ways in our academy. And, of course, we have St. Michael, all the saints and angels we appeal to. We pray that we can learn from their love, their pathos, that they show us so that we can reach that eternal commencement in eternity. Let's keep praying and persevering that we will be reunited, that we may be reunited for all eternity in the eternal blessedness of God's vision. Congratulations.